deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles.
Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the Dominican Republic in the Caribbean at the Second World Conference on Peace and Light. It's an amazing conference with some really fascinating and interesting people, and I'll be bringing on one of them as a surprise guest in just a few minutes. The website for the conference is www.paxluxmundi.com. That's PAX. PAX Lux Mundi. Please forgive me for my throat. I've had a little bit of a cold, but I hope you can hear me okay. The purpose of Out of This World Radio is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know with everyone's help, we can and will make the Earth a better place. I want to thank everyone for making this radio show one of the most popular shows in the Seattle and Puget Sound area and one of the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio programs in the world with listeners in over 60 countries. The purpose of the Peace and Light Conference is to raise consciousness and make this planet a much better and happier place. I think that we are all one, that we're all connected, and I think you'll find today's show really out of this world. I appreciate everyone's help and support for the radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I want to thank everyone for their donations and support, especially Marco in Finland, Judith in California, Marie and Alan on Camino Island, Robert, Julie, and Louise in Bellevue, Randy and Jessica in Mercer Island, Darren in Olympia, Corey in Kent, Robert in Bellevue, and everyone around the world who helped me raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of the show, including Crystal at the Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma, the wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon, the Tokman Hotel in Tokman, Washington, and the beautiful Listel Hotel located at 1300 Robson Street in beautiful downtown Vancouver. We're looking for additional sponsors and advertisers for the show. Any advertising on the program would have a worldwide audience for goods and services. And I know with everyone's help, we can make this planet a better place. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's designing my website, providing wonderful support. My dear friends Michiko Hayashi, as well as Hiro Emoto, Mrs. Emoto, and Dr. Yasu Nimoto, the Emoto Peace Project, Emoto Office in Tokyo, Japan. My friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer, Eric, and my station manager, Eric Krima, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I've started a new spiritual mentoring program. I've been in touch with the other side for decades, 22 years. My accuracy rate for readings is very high. If you'd like to if you'd like a reading or learn how to get in touch with your angels and spirit guides, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. The program is supported entirely by donations, and if you'd like to donate, please go to the PayPal link on our website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. Out of This World Television is also now broadcasting three times a week on Comcast Channel 22 here in the Puget Sound area on Tuesdays at 6 p.m., Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m., and Saturdays at 7 p.m. These TV programs are available also on YouTube and Vimeo, either under my name, Ted Marr, or Out of This World Television. And briefly, I want to thank everyone who came to my Galactic Wisdom Conference in June. It was an incredible experience and a big success. We'll be having another conference on March 10, 11, and 12 in 2017. Many people wanted to attend the conference but could not, so now you can watch all the videos from the conference for just $49. If you'd like to watch the videos, please go to the conference website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com, and for just $49, you can watch all of the presentations, including Michiko Hayashi, the Emoto Peace Project, Scott Lemriel and the Galactic Alliance, Billy Fay Woodard and Zora of the Hollow Earth, Australian Aboriginal healer Robbie Holtz, famous Canadian psychic Garnet Schulthauser, and famous English UFO contactee Simon Parks, among many others. I was in Montreal yesterday, and I had an incredible healing experience with Dr. Effie Chow of the East-West Healing Center in San Francisco. She's considered the world's authority on Qigong and does some amazing healing. In my own case, I've had tinnitus in my ears, especially my right ear, since February 7, 1978, when I was hit head-on by a drunk driver and almost killed. As a result of that experience, I've had ear damage, and when I met Dr. Chow on the way to the airport yesterday in Montreal, she said she could help me. So she did some incredible healing, and she was able to decrease the tinnitus in my ears. It's a condition that a lot of people have, and she wanted to have me tell everyone that she's having a wonderful world conference on Qigong, Chinese Qigong, with some famous, very famous Chinese and natural healers in San Francisco. It's a beautiful city, from September 2nd to the 5th, 2016. If you'd like to go, just Google her, Dr. Effie Chow, CHOW, of the East West Healing Center on Topaz Street in San Francisco, and all the conference details will be there. And today I gave almost an hour and 45 minute session on messages from the masters, and it was an incredible experience because I had a couple of psychics there, and they could actually see the spirits of Professor Albert Einstein, Michel de Nostradamus, President John F. Kennedy, and Dr. Moto came in through me when I was up on stage. And anyway, I want to talk briefly about that and some of the messages they gave me, and then I'm going to hand off the program to my friend Michiko Hayashi, who's also at this conference as well. And of course, she was Dr. Emoto, Masaru Emoto's assistant for 10 years, and she has a lot to say about consciousness and love and gratitude. The first message I got from these wonderful spirits is that we were all powerful spiritual beings who are destined to evolve in the higher dimensions. With the help of the Supreme Being or Prime Creator, I think we're destined to create a bright, beautiful future, not only for ourselves, but for our children and many future generations. If we make the right choices, I believe that we can create a much happier and harmonious planet, free of all conflict and war, where we can all live as one. This process started for me about 2 years ago, when I was first I had worked all day, and I was walking through a beautiful forest outside this library where I was working on the radio show. And I'm used as a psychic, I'm used to talking to spirits on the other side all the time. And so suddenly, Professor Albert Einstein came through to me, and he wanted to talk. And I said, "My goodness, what an honor to talk to you, sir." And so I've been talking to him ever since. And since that time, he's introduced me to his friends. And it was kind of funny when he said, "Would you like to meet my other friends?" And I said, "Well, your friends are my friends." And the first person he introduced me to was Leonardo da Vinci. It was an amazing experience to talk to him after all these hundreds of years when he's been on the other side. One of the interesting things that Professor Einstein told me was that if he had to do this all over again, he would have never created an atomic bomb. Instead, he would have created a bomb of love that would have shed love throughout the whole world. It was an amazing experience talking to him, because he had a lot of misgivings about his involvement with the atomic bomb. He said he would have never ever done research on the atomic bomb or helped discover it if he'd known that it would have created such vast destruction. There was a letter that he wrote to his daughter back in the early 50s. And he asked his daughter Listel, who now lives in Israel, to please hold on to this letter for 40 years, or no, 30 years, which she did. And so she didn't, after his death, so she didn't release it until the mid-1980s when she was living in Israel. And I'll just read a couple of paragraphs from that letter, which I think was very profound and very, 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 very important. He wrote to his daughter that the universal force in the universe is love. Love is light that enlightens those who give it and receive it. Love is gravity because it makes some people feel attracted to others. Love is power because it multiplies the best we have and allows humanity not to be extinguished in their blind selfishness. Love unfolds and reveals. For love we live and die. Love is God and God is love. And he wrote to his daughter that this force explains everything and gives meaning to life. It's the variable that we have ignored for far too long. And he said that instead of using E equals MC squared for the energy equals mass times the speed of light squared, he said if you use that equation That if you, instead of substituting, if you take energy and substitute love for it, which is multiplied by the speed of light squared, he said that we arrive at the conclusion that love is the most powerful force there is, because there's no limits. And he also wrote to his daughter very importantly. He says, if we want our species to survive, if we are to find meaning in life, and if we want to save the world, love is our only answer. It was a beautiful letter, and I will post it on my website next week. And it was just amazing. And when he introduced me to Leonardo da Vinci, Leonardo is an interesting man. I always suspected that Leonardo da Vinci was a time traveler, because if you look at his drawings way back in the 15th and 16th century Italy, it shows people flying and all these fantastic creations, which are pretty amazing for the Middle Ages in Italy. And he confirmed that with me. He said actually he was able to travel in the future, much like Nostradamus was able to do. And he could pull back drawings of flight in the future to the present time. He said that he can see into the future, and the destiny of this planet is very bright. One of the things I was interested in is free energy, and he said that free energy will be available to everyone on this planet within a very short time. He said within 5 years, easily 3 to 5 years. And in his words, that the control that your oil companies have had on the world economy will cease to exist here in the next 5 years. It's very interesting talking to him. The next person that came through when I was talking to Professor Einstein was J. Robert Oppenheimer. He was an amazing man who helped create the atomic bomb in the United States. But when he saw the first Trinity bomb explode in the deserts of Desert Sand, New Mexico, in July of 1944, he immediately thought of the Bhagavad Gita, where the famous quote is that, "I have become death, destroyer of life." After that, he went into a deep depression and really regretted his participation in the development and the use of the atomic bomb. Actually, he said he ended up chain smoking after that until he died of lung cancer later. But he's also saying now that he's now working with the other side, including Professor Einstein, Leonardo da Vinci, and other spirits, in creating a much more beautiful and peaceful world. The next person that came through in my talking with the great spirits was Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and I was very happy when Senator Kennedy came through, because I really admired and respected both him and his brothers, President John F. Kennedy. Very interesting talking to Senator Kennedy. I've talked to him many times since that time. He said that Sirhan Sirhan didn't actually kill him. The real killer was a security guard who stood just behind him in the Ambassador Hotel. And this gentleman here was actually the man who really killed Senator Kennedy, was a CIA agent. He said that since that time, shortly after he was murdered in 1968, he's moved to the Philippines and has lived there in the Philippines ever since, on a government pension supplied by the CIA. He's still there now, even. But he told me quite a bit, and then I said, well, when I was talking to him, I said, I'd love to talk to your brother. And so then President Kennedy came through. And President Kennedy actually likes to be referred to as either Jack or Professor Kennedy. He says that when you call him President Kennedy, it brings up memories of the assassination. And he likes to be, and he says that, you know, I want to tell everyone out there listening that I don't have a monopoly on my conversations with Jack Kennedy. Anybody can talk to him who'd like to meditate. Just focus in on him. He's there. He's very open to talking to people. Wonderful guy. One of the things that we went through is if what would have happened if he had lived. And he gave me 20 different things, which would take several hours to go through. But what I'm going to do is just kind of summarize things. if he had lived, the first thing is that we would have never gone to Vietnam. Gone to war with the Vietnamese. He said that he would have pulled all troops out by the end of 65 or early 66. And just before he was assassinated in 1963, he had just issued an order to withdraw all troops. So he knew it was a mistake. And of course, if we had withdrawn from the Vietnam War, 42,000 American men and women would not have been needlessly killed, and hundreds of thousands of Vietnamese would also not have been needlessly killed. Jack also told me that the money spent on the Vietnam War would have gone into education and cleaning up the environment, creating a beautiful, peaceful planet. It was really, he said, it's funny how he talks now about it, but there were lots of different people and actors who wanted him eliminated, including the CIA, the mafia, the private banks, the Federal Reserve. But one amazing thing is that the very day he was assassinated on November 22nd, 1963, he had sent a French journalist to negotiate with Fidel Castro about normalizing relationships between the two countries. And if he'd lived, there would have been peaceful relations between the United States and Cuba beginning in 1964. The other thing, too, that would have happened is that about 10 days before JFK was assassinated, on November 12th, 1963, he ordered the CIA to disclose all of their UFO and extraterrestrial files. And what a shame that that wasn't happening. He said that if that had happened, he would have made all of the knowledge publicly disclosed. And right now, he said, the amazing thing Jack told me last year was that we right now, the United States and other countries on this planet, would be exchanging ambassadors with benevolent extraterrestrial civilizations who inhabit this this universe right now. And I thought that was just really incredible. The other thing with the with this change, by 1966, Jack said that the Cold War with the Soviet Union would have completely ended, and both countries would have entered into a new period of genuine cooperation. He also said that the United States would have established diplomatic relations with the People's Republic of China by 1968, 4 years before Nixon's effort in 1972. He also said there would have been no Gulf Wars in the 1990s, no war in Iraq, no war in the Syria, no 9/11, no wars in the Bosnias, no world conflicts. Interestingly enough, he said that nuclear power would have been completely outlawed by 1970, and there would have been no Three Mile Island accident and no Fukushima, because the reactors would have never been built. One interesting thing, he said that George Bush Sr., who, by the way, played an instrumental part in his assassination, he said, would have been arrested and prosecuted for his crimes against humanity, and he would be spending many of his last years in federal prison. Amazing. He also said, Jack said also, that his brother Robert F. Kennedy would have been elected president in 1968 and would have served two terms until 1976. I've got more on that too in my conversations with Senator Kennedy. One of the reasons why he was murdered as well, because that they knew, some negative entities here in the States knew that if Senator Kennedy became president, then he would have found out who really killed his president, his brother, and he would have had them in prison. But the other thing too, Jack told me is that all diseases, including cancer, would have been completely eliminated by now, because we would be living for 200 years and more without poverty, and in a planet that's would be far more harmonious and based upon love and respect than it is now. He also gave me a lot of things that he would do now, because I asked him, I said, well, Jack, if you were president, what would you do now? This year is an election year, and he says there's a lot of lessons from this. he would pull all troops out of the Middle East and Afghanistan. He just can't figure out why we're there. He says the U.S. military has over close to 200 bases in over 130 countries around the world, and he still can't figure out why we're in so many places all at once. He would put an immediate moratorium on all new nuclear power plant construction in the United States. He would immediately put the United States on a plan to clean energy sources and mandate the energy efficiency of new cars produced in the United States to $50 miles per gallon by next year. He would also order the disclosure of all UFO files in the hands of the CIA, especially those files related to the secret space program. And it's just amazing talking to him. Now, the most important thing, there are a couple of things that he said, and I think of all my conversations with Jack Kennedy, these really stand out. Excuse me. He says that the new Earth, the new Mother Earth, will be based upon harmony and cooperation rather than conflict and war. And the new Earth, this new Earth, will be based upon service to others rather than service to self. And I said to him, I said to Jack here a couple of weeks ago, I said, well, what happens to those negative entities who refuse to change? And he says, well, there's a place for them. It's not hell, really. Kind of, but not exactly. It's another planet, Earth-like planet, that's on the other side of this solar system in the same orbit, but in a lower density. And it's very interesting because we're in the third density now. We're getting ready to shift into the fifth dimension, a fifth density, which should happen by the 2020s or 2030s. But for those negative entities that people can't get along with one another, they still want to fight, they still want to argue, they still want to base their lives on service to self and disharmony rather than cooperation and love. There's another planet. It's Earth-like. It's on the other side of the solar system, and it's in the same orbit as this planet, but it's going to be in a lower vibration. And according to Jack, the negative entities will be able to go there for the next 26,000 years, which is a Mayan time cycle. It's very interesting talking to him because he said these negative entities will have all the chance they want to fight one another, have wars, blow each other up, kill each other over and over again if they like. And that's fine. That's what their choice is. But they'll be given another chance to ascend and raise their vibrations 26,000 years from now. To me, that's a long time, I guess. But if you look at the time, the age of the universe, which is billions of years old, I guess it's not too long. But I personally wouldn't want to go there. One of the things he told me was very interesting. He said that the destiny of humanity on this planet is to raise their vibrations to the point where they will eventually become light bodies, filled with higher vibrations from the prime creator or the supreme being. Now, from what I'm told on the other side, there's actually 12 different dimensions. We exist here in the third dimension here on planet Earth. The fourth dimension is time. And the fifth dimension is heaven, or where a lot of spirits pass on. They go to a place in the fifth dimension in which there's only 100% truth. In other words, any information you get in the fifth dimension is usually 100% true. But as you go further up the scale from the sixth to the 11th dimension, you get higher and higher and higher vibrations to the point where the 12th dimension is the prime creator, the supreme being, or the entity, or God, if you will, that created all this. And it's a little, he was telling me, it's a little hard for people using their logical mind in the third dimension to think about, you know, what the higher dimensions are like, especially after the fifth. But it's there, and that's really interesting. The other thing too that happened after my conversations with Jack Kennedy is that Mahatma Gandhi came in last year, and he wanted to talk to me, and he said that this is a famous quote that he wanted me to share with you all today. And the quote is, he said, be the change that you want to be. And what's amazing about Mahatma Gandhi is that he kicked the British out, which was at the time one of the world's great powers, out of this huge landmass called India. And he did it totally through nonviolence. And that's one of the things he said, that if you fight an invading force, or if you try to enact social change through violence, you're going down to the level where it's very negative. But you've always got to take the high road. And one of the things too that I've learned is that everything is hado, or vibration. And that, of course, was Dr. Emoto, who found that everything was hado, or vibration. And with that, I want to bring on Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Peace Project. Michiko is here at this conference as well. And of course, her specialty is teaching kids around the globe love and gratitude through their wonderful children's books that they publish. But Michiko, welcome to the program, and welcome to the Dominican Republic.
Oh, hi, Ted. Thank you so much for bringing me here again. And this Dominican Republic is such a beautiful place. I'm so happy that this organizer invited us. It's people are so wonderful and full of love and light, you know, and this vibration here is so high. It's a beautiful people, and I'm so grateful that I'm here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, Michi, I want to ask you, since you were Dr. Moto's assistant for 10 years, and you know everything about his work, there's the radiation of Fukushima, which is still going on here in the United States. We've got the Hanford nuclear waste dump. One of the experiments that Dr. Moto did in 2013, before he passed away in 2014, is that he took a bottle of radioactive water and as an experiment, he wrote the words love and gratitude on the bottle and then put a small crystal of love and gratitude water crystal on the bottle itself. And after he did that, within 48 hours, the all the radiation in the bottle itself had completely disappeared. And what I was thinking is, if we use the same technique for Fukushima and for Hanford, the radiation would be completely cleaned up.
Well, I think it's people's love and gratitude has the immunity. It's an immunity. So it brings up the immune system higher. So the water becomes really a good water with a higher vibration. And to be honest with you, I don't know if it's cleaning the pollution, the radiation or not. But what it's doing is bringing up the vibration of the water, so the molecule structure changes and becomes a beautiful water. Then that shows in a water crystal. So.
Now, one of the things that you told me earlier, Michiko, was that in this photograph, it's too bad we don't have. You can watch this on my television program. I'll make an episode on it, but I'll do the best I can to describe it. But there's a picture here of the water molecules in this radiation-contaminated water. Mm-hmm. And in this picture, it's just an amazing picture. It looks like there's a bunch of viruses in the water itself. Could you explain that a little bit?
Well, see, radiation is that when water gets some radiation or pollution or polluted by radiation, then the structure destroys. Water's structure destroys at the level of molecule level. So it looks like virus. And that's what Dr. Emoto used to say. It's just like virus. And the way that we can heal or we can clear the virus is only vibration, Hado vibration. This is the only thing that can change or improve or clean the molecule to a beautiful hexagonal water molecule. And when we transmit love and gratitude and also our sincere prayer to water, people don't still know how powerful our prayer is, how powerful our intention or thoughts are. And they are really powerful. It can change the whole world. It can changing it is really simple with our powerful prayer.
And I want to let everyone know too that everyone came to this planet in this life for a purpose. And we all have a purpose here in making this planet a better place. And if anyone ever tells you, you know, if you ever wonder how you can make this planet a better place, you can do it through your thoughts.
Right.
Just treating people better, trying to treat the planet better. I know that sounds maybe too simplistic, but it really does work. And the thing that I want to tell you and share with all my listeners now is that after Dr. Emoto, he did more than just test the water for radiation after he put love and gratitude on this bottle of water. He took a picture of the molecules in the water itself, and there was these beautiful diamond-shaped water crystals formed in the water itself, and it was so clean you could drink it. Whereas just 2 days before, if you drank it, you'd get cancer.
I don't really want to say that you can get cancer, but it's polluted. When the radiation is in there, the water is polluted, and we have to be so careful with what kind of water we're drinking, because of water, people are getting sick, and it just all the water looks the same from the appearance, but they are all different. And so I'm always saying that we are, because we're water, 70% water. This earth is 70% water, and nothing can live without any water on this earth. This earth cannot even exist without any water. So that's how important it is to know about water. And when I say that we need to be in the state of loving gratitude, people think that, oh, if I send out loving gratitude, then the world will change. Then I will be sending the loving gratitude. But it is not, because meaning love and gratitude is being in the state of love and gratitude always. I mean, not just now, but always. And that's how our whole cells of our body will be in love and gratitude. That's, you are love and gratitude at that time, finally.
Well, thank you, Michi, for explaining all that. One thing I want to share with everyone, Michelle de Nostradamus is coming in now, and I usually don't like to bother him unless I have a specific question, but he is here, and when I talk to him, it's always the year December 1540, and he's in his study. It's a cold, chilly night in France, where he is, and very smoky inside of his little working area. He always has this burgundy red cape on and a burgundy red hat on. And he said there's something very positive about Fukushima. And I asked him, I said, oh, really? He said, yes. And that was because the timelines changed when Fukushima happened back in March of 2011. Often, when there's a negative event like Fukushima, there can be some positive benefits. And he said up until Fukushima in 2011, the world was headed for Armageddon and a World War III. However, after that event, the timeline has completely changed, and we are no longer headed on a timeline toward World War III. The announcement, what he showed me last year actually was that him sitting at his desk in France, and he had all these quatrains written about the upcoming World War III here on the planet. And he looked at me, and I could see him taking these quill pens with feathers dipping it in his ink and scratching out all these quatrains. He said, this is not valid anymore because the timeline's changed. So then he took out a new parchment, blank parchment, and he looked at me directly. This was last year, and he said, what kind of world are you going to create? What kind of world will the humanity on this planet create now? Will we create a beautiful new world where people will live together in harmony and peace and love? Or will you create a world that's full of war and disharmony and fighting and competition? And I said, well, I think most people on this planet now are ready to make this planet a much better place. And the interesting thing is, between last year and this year, he has started writing his quatrains again, his passages, but they've all been very positive about our future. And one of the positive things that has happened since the Fukushima accident in 2011 is that the Galactic Alliance actually has come in and cleaned up much of the Pacific Ocean from the radiation. And I've talked about this on the program before, but back in 2014, there was a huge plume of radiation coming directly from Fukushima to Seattle, Vancouver, Canada, Portland, Los Angeles, San Francisco. And it contained 10 times more radiation than all the bombs dropped since Nagasaki and Hiroshima since World War II. And so I went out and had water sampling tests done on the Pacific, and all the radiation had completely gone, disappeared completely. And so then, through my friend Scott Limriel, the Sayrays Agenda, he put me in touch with Master Twellian. And they said that they've cleaned up the entire Pacific. Now, they haven't cleaned it up completely, because I've been told by the Galactic Alliance that if they clean up the radiation from Fukushima completely, then it's like we haven't learned our lessons. So they left a little bit there for us to join in trying to clean it up. And one of the best ways that Dr. Emoto found to clean up Fukushima was to do his water prayer. I've said this many times on the air before. And it goes something like this. If you could please say this three times, and when you say it, please send lots of love and light to Fukushima and the Global Peace Project. It goes something like this. Water, we are sorry. Please repeat. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. Water, we thank you. Two more times. Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. And finally, water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. And then with that simple little device, that simple little prayer cleans up more radiation in Fukushima than all the efforts of the Tokyo Electric Power Company's done the last 5.5 years. And this is because we're very powerful spiritual beings meant to create a beautiful planet. Michi, for those people who don't know about her work, what kind of work do you do with the... could you tell us a little bit about your Messages from Water children's book?
About messages? This book is the children's version of Message from Water, that Dr. Emoto wrote at the beginning. And it contains, it first tells that we human beings, we are 70% water, just like the earth, the surface of the earth is 70% water. And then it shows that water has the crystals, and it depends on what your thought or your words or the type of music or whatever the environment you're in is, whether negative or positive, then the water responds to that negativity or positivity. It shows in the way in crystals. And so in the most beautiful crystal that water made was after we showed the word love and gratitude, and water is saying that love and gratitude is the most important and powerful word, energy. And so let's try to be love and gratitude. And that's the book that quickly explaining.
And let me ask you this too, Michi. Are you looking for people to help distribute that book worldwide?
Yes, I am always trying to find sponsors or someone who can print the children's book or someone who can even distribute the children's book in all the different countries. And I would like to ask if there's any people who can sponsor or print this children's book. I would truly appreciate it, because we're a small nonprofit organization, and we can't be printing so many at the same time. But we have 20, all the friends, kindest, beautiful friends around the world, translated into 32 languages now. So yes, I would be so happy and grateful if anyone can help with the book. And the email that people can contact is epp@emotopeaceproject.net. Emoto is spelled E-M-O-T-O, peaceproject.net. And the website is www.emotopeaceproject.net. Emoto is spelled E-M-O-T-O, peaceproject.net. So if they can contact, I would really appreciate it. Thank you, Ted, for asking.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. One of the things that I've always thought is that we are powerful spiritual beings meant to create a much better and happier planet. And I want to give all my listeners around the world a gift today. And the gift is from the Hollow Earth. I had Billy Fay Woodard on my radio show a couple of months ago, and also he was also at my Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington in June. And he did this very simple prayer to heal almost any condition. And I saw a lot of spontaneous healings with his help at my conference in June. So you may want to take notes, and I'll talk slowly. I know sometimes I do talk fast, so I apologize. But I will talk slowly now, and I'll read you this prayer, and it can help you to with any spiritual or physical condition. And it goes something like this. This is a gift from the people of the Hollow Earth. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'll repeat this. I receive from the God within me, if you're a man, or I receive from the goddess within me, if you're a woman, healing for, and you can fill it in, if you've got a broken ankle, or if you're depressed, for depression, or really anything. And then you say, and I know it to be true. And again, I'll repeat it again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive from the God within me, if you're a man, or from the goddess within me, if you're a woman, healing for, and then you fill it in with whatever you like, and I know it to be true. And Billy would do these healings in June at my conference in Olympia, and you know, he never charged anyone anything for it. He just volunteered, and he kept doing it the whole weekend. And I saw people who had all kinds of conditions healed. I saw one lady get up, been crippled for a long time, had problems with her legs, started walking around the conference area. Another lady who was depressed, she got rid of her depression. So many different physical ailments. There's another healing technique too that I was taught. And let's say you've got a sprained ankle, or you've got a cut and you'd like to get it healed. One of the easiest ways to heal it is to simply send it lots of golden light. Now, golden light is God's healing light. It was actually used in ancient Egypt to heal all kinds of physical problems. And so, if you are, it can be sent. Golden light can be sent to a friend or relative who's sick. And if you like, please send me some golden light today so I can get rid of my cold. I'll feel good. But it's a very simple healing technique, and it's very powerful. And both of them, both the 5-4-3-2-1 method from the people of the Hollow Earth, and also the Golden Light technique, both will provide do amazing things for you. And all you have to do is tap in to the that God within you. I want to tell you all that I'm writing a book on all of these messages, and it should be done here fairly soon, in the next month or two. And what it is, I'll tell you all about it, but you'll be able to read all of what I've been talking about in the book. And it's about 3/4 done right now. It's going faster than I thought. One of the things, too, that that Jack Kennedy has taught me, and I, if I haven't mentioned it earlier this hour, is that the kind of changes coming to the planet are coming from you and me, light workers on the ground, you know, normal people seeking a better planet and a better country, working together to make this a better planet from the bottom up. And he said, don't look so much to your leaders, because I think you'll just find disappointment. It's not that they couldn't do the right thing, but I think it's better. He says it's much better to look from the bottom up. One thing that Dr. Moto used to say is that 80% of the world was neutral, with another 10% negative and another 10% positive. So if you wanted to change the world into a much more positive, beautiful place, all you needed to do is to simply change 1%, which would change the entire world. Now, my spirit friends on the other side say that, they tell me that this year, 2016, and next year, 2017, are pivotal times in humanity's future. The kinds of choices we make this year and next year will affect us for hundreds of years, and possibly several thousands of years in the future. It's that kind of critical time. And so what I'm asking everyone is to use their heart mind. And their heart mind is not the logical third dimensional mind that people use. Instead, it's the heart, and you have to kind of know what just follow, pay attention to your intuition, and base your decisions upon love and taking the high road in any situation. Jack Kennedy, as I said before, said that this old earth was based upon competition, disharmony, and war, and service to self based upon negativity and hate. The future Mother Earth will be based upon cooperation, harmony, and peace, and service to others based upon positivity and love. I want to tell you that this planet now is getting a tremendous amount of help from all these great spirits, because they really truly want to help us. You know, if they thought that our future was dismal and not worth saving, they wouldn't be here. But we've got Albert Einstein's with me here today, as well as Michelle Nostradamus, Leonardo da Vinci, President Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, Dr. Masaru Emoto, Mahatma Gandhi, President Eisenhower, and Ambassador Trillian, and they all care about us deeply. The Galactic Alliance is helping us behind the scenes as much as they can. And one of the techniques that I use to contact them is called the Hue. I know I haven't talked about this in a while, but it's the H-U in human. It's an ancient meditation technique. It's like Om in India. If you say Om, I'll say it now, Om. It's Om is kind of a lower vibrational meditation chant that goes into your heart chakra. But if you say the Hue like this, it's a much higher frequency for meditation, and it activates your pineal gland. Your pineal gland is just right above right above your nose, between in the middle of your forehead, and it's been shown that you actually have the same cells that are in your eyes are in your pineal gland, but the pineal is used for psychic abilities. And if you do the Hue every night for 10 to 15 minutes a night, you will open up your pineal gland and become much more psychic and much more intuitive. So I'm recommending that if you are looking for answers, to do that. One of my next guests next hour will be a wonderful doctor named Rajiv Pardee. Dr. Pardee is a physician from San Francisco. And years ago, about 10, 12 years ago, his life was normal until he had a near-death experience and he visited the other side. So he's written a wonderful book on that, and we'll be going over that. I'll be going over that with him next hour, explaining the book and how he's able to talk to spirits on the other side. As I mentioned before, there's 12 different dimensions when you go into the spirit world. Most of the time when a good psychic goes from this dimension, the third dimension, they can go into the higher, into the fifth dimension, where there's only truth available. It's all based upon vibration, or hato, as Dr. Modo used to say. And Michi, since we're here, we've got about 8 minutes left in the interview. And is there anything else you'd like to talk about? Maybe about your efforts at Angel Water at Fukushima, or maybe some of your other efforts?
Well, okay, thank you. What I would like to say is that when the children, all the children around the world, learn about this beautiful love and gratitude, and also how water is important or has memory of everything, then they will want to live in harmony, and they want to be kind to themselves and to other people, or to all the beings, not only to human beings, but to all the Mother Earth, the insects and grasses and trees, and to everything around them. That means when children learn about this, then the world will be the place of harmony and the love and gratitude. That's why Dr. Modo always wanted to share this children's book around the world. So I hope that I can reach to many more countries very soon with the help of everyone. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Michi, for saying that. Also, too, I realized that it might be appropriate to open up the phone lines. If you'd like to ask a question of any of the great spirits I've talked to today, including Professor Einstein, Michel de Nostradamus, Leonardo da Vinci, President Kennedy, Dr. Modo, Mahatma Gandhi, or Master Trevelyan, please call in. Our phone line here in the Seattle area is area code 425-373-5527. Again, that's 425-373-5527. Or you can send me an email, and I could answer your questions later off the air as well, at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. That's outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Sometimes I get questions on, well, how do you contact a spirit on the other side? Someone like Jack Kennedy, who's been dead for, he's gone for, not gone, gone, but he's been not on this planet for 63 years. And it's very easy. You use, in the higher dimensions, in the fifth and higher dimensions, the spirits there all rely upon thought. And they feed off love, believe it or not. So if you want to talk to someone like President Kennedy, Jack Kennedy, First, visualize him. Get yourself in a nice quiet place. Visualize him, maybe have a picture of him in front of you. And then pay very attention, close attention to your thoughts. It's always a good idea when you're doing readings or you're trying to contact with the spirit world to cover yourself completely in a cone of white light. So you first cover yourself in lots of white light. Then you put a series of mirrors around you as well to make sure that you're able to deflect any negativity sent to you. And then you put it into effect for a short amount of time, typically 24 hours, and seal it with a prayer of gratitude, telling God and the Supreme Being that you're very grateful for their help. And then you can just talk to them. Usually when you ask a spirit a question on the other side, the answer comes immediately or in the middle of the thought, because they're at a much higher vibration than we are. And because they're at a higher vibration, they talk very rapidly, and it's sometimes hard to keep up. If you communicate with the other side, it's important not to use drugs or alcohol, because the use of these substances can not only stop you from contacting some benevolent or kind spirits. Instead, you may get some negative spirits and lead to undesirable consequences. For example, drugs or alcohol can cause cracks in one's aura and allow negative entities to come into one's body. One of the things, too, is that I have to tell you is that there's no such thing as a shortcut for for spiritual advancement. We're all here for a purpose, and it takes time, of course, to learn these things. For me, it took about 6 years to get to the point where I could talk to the other side. And if you have any questions regarding communicating with the other side, feel free to send me an email, and I'd be happy to answer any of your questions. I know we've been talking for a while today, and I hope you've enjoyed this segment of the program. We are headed on to a much more better and higher frequency path, and we're creating a new Mother Earth with higher frequencies, where there's going to be no more war, no more conflict, and total harmony. All of us will be given a choice whether we want to ascend and go into the higher dimensions with this. You're not going to be forced into a negative situation. But for those who truly want to make this planet a better place, you'll all be given that opportunity. And again, this year, 2016, and next year will be critical years for the development of this planet. And this is the planet of free will, and we're all sovereign beings. And I hope you all will make the right choices and choose the path of love and light, because that's what's really going to make a change. You know, we are all souls on this planet inhabiting a physical body to learn the lessons in this Earth school in order to ascend. We're like students in different classes. Some are young or new souls just learning their soul lessons. Others are very old souls who've come back here to the planet to help humanity ascend. Myself, I've been here for approximately 720 lifetimes, or 52,000 years, with the purpose of raising consciousness, and I'm looking forward to going on to my next step after all of this life is over. If you have spiritual questions, please send them to me at outofthisworld@1150 at gmail.com. And once again, I want to thank everyone listening today to helping to make a better and brighter and more beautiful world. It's very hot here today in the Dominican Republic. It's in the 90s here, and I miss the cool temperatures back in Seattle. But I'll be back next week, and I will be doing the show live from the studio one week from today. And please stay tuned, because I'll be doing a wonderful interview with Dr. Raji Upardhi. He was recognized by Time Magazine for his new book that's coming out. I think it's coming out next week on Tuesday, on death and dying and his experiences with the other side. So please stay tuned. We'll be coming back on the air in just a few minutes to talk about Dr. Raji Upardhi's near-death experience. Please stay tuned, friends. Thanks so much for listening.
In the year 2525. If man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find